Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 coming at you from UBC upon unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up right away is the White Noise Comedy Half Hour. But just like to let you know first, as usual, we will have the White Noise After Show coming up straight afterwards. But unfortunately, our planned guest for tonight, Mr. Daryl Brown, good friend of mine, has been indisposed and he cannot join us. He's already promised to come on another week, and so we'll definitely be hearing from him very soon. And I hope everything's all right with him. But we must soldier on, so there won't be any guests tonight. So it's just going to be me. We'll play some tracks and I'll probably talk some rubbish as well. But otherwise, we're going to have the regular show. I mean, if you guys do have any questions for me about the show or about anything we do here, you can send them in to our Twitter at WhiteNoiseUBC. Or you can email us at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. And if you'd like to check out the best of White Noise, I keep forgetting to mention this every week, but I'll let you guys know, we have a best of website, which is pretty cool. It's whitenoise.podbean.com, and you can find the best of clips of all our shows on there. There's also links to our TuneIn, our CITR page, and a bunch of other things, so definitely check that out. But without further ado, this is this week's edition of White Noise.
Warning. The following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and this show is brought to you in part by Scientology, a religion so new, we all know it's bollocks. First up tonight is a diary entry from everyone's favourite person called Terence Tripoli.
Dear Diary, yesterday I sat down on the bus and the top button of my pants decided to detach itself and blind the woman sitting opposite me. It shot across the aisle, lodging itself in her right eye. Fortunately, I was only going one stop and left as quick as I could, all the while regretting my decision not to wear a belt or underwear that day. After some soul-searching at home over the whole debacle, I knew what I had to do. I needed to correct this error in judgment. It was the only morally right thing to do. So I joined a gym. I tried to join a ladies-only gym, that sounded awesome, but the manager refused me entry, even after I taped it between my legs. Alas, I was forced to go to a gym full of testosterone and self-loathing. This one is called Alpha Muscle. The logo is a picture of a man wrestling a lion, or maybe he's meant to be raping it. It's hard to tell the difference. I must say, I was disappointed with the distinct lack of lions inside the gym. They just have this one female cub. She's there to make sure you wipe down the equipment. In the changing rooms, a nice man offered me some medicine, which makes working out easier. I told him the Russian stuff I get is better than that rubbish. It's so powerful, your testicles become ovaries. He bought 3 cases off me. Uncle Sergei's gonna be so proud of me. Juiced up and wearing my shiniest leotard from my days of competitive baton twirling, I hit the weight racks. No need for an orientation. I know it's all in the scream. And as long as you grunt right, the technique is... it's obsolete. I also skipped the stretching. That's just an old wives' tale. Everyone knows that. Then I took a break for a cigarette and a bong in the car. The dude at the front desk seemed a little suspicious, so I screamed quite loudly at him. I think that was the steroids. Now it was time for some planking to work the abs. Unfortunately, it was a bit easy because with a perfectly straight back, my belly still touches the floor. I did do my squats and lunges and captain's chair exercises without a fuss, except my testicles repeatedly falling out of my leotard. I must remember to wear my shorts next time. I hit up the rowing machine next. It reminds me of my school days when I used to stalk the Oxford rowing team. Lastly, I jumped on the punching bags for 10 rounds of hell. The bag knocked me out in the 4th round. Ah well, I'll get him next time. For a cool down, I hit the sauna. No one minded me going nude, as they'd already all seen my testicles. As I was leaving the gym, the manager took me aside. I sensed something was up. He says to me, "Terence, I love your enthusiasm. Have you ever considered being a personal trainer?" "I have considered it now, Diary, and I think yes. Fishmonger to personal trainer was the career path I'd always envisioned. I just needed someone to believe in me. I have to stop writing now, diary, as my right side has gone quite numb, and I need to change both ice packs on my shoulders. The morphine seems to be working, though, and the T3s should kick in quite soon. Good night.
Thank you, Terence, for that fantastic piece. We will hear more from Terence next week. Next up tonight is an advert from the USA for everyone's favourite drink, according to the people who sell it.
Hey, you! Yes, you! Mr. Good-looking. You're just looking for a woman who sees you for the gift from God you are. Isn't that right? Well, if you drink our new, sexy, delicious, cold, effervescent, and light beer, women in bikinis will party with you. You will be at a rock concert, snowboarding, playing beach volleyball, and getting head simultaneously. You drink our beer, your life will be like Entourage. All you have to do is buy our cheap and overcarbonated beer and drink enough until everyone in the room looks like the girls from our adverts. Drink T&A Lager. It gets you off.
Our lawyers would like to remind you we are not setting unreasonable expectations of social situations.
Drink responsibly and act like you actually respect the other person. Next up tonight is a coming-of-age drama about lady parts.
Blow out the candles, Jenny. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Mom. Mom, now that I'm 16, I think it's time I started using birth control.
Oh, wow. Really? You're having sex?
No.
Oh, good.
Not vaginal, just anal and a bit of your stuff.
Oh.
But I want to do the real thing, so I think I should use birth control as a responsible adult.
Okay, fine. I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
Why would I be sorry?
Oh, when I make you have the abortion, darling.
Oh.
Well, here, sit still, and I will give you some birth control.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Please don't call me that. You're just making this weirder. Now, if I add a penciled-in unibrow like this, and here, you put on this Disneyland sweater from 1986, and some of my Crocs, these milk bottle glasses, and voila! Who the hell would want to fuck that?
Oh, well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind.
Oh, well, I think I should have some jackets with shoulder pads and a pair of dungarees you can borrow.
What's going on in here? What are you two doing? And why does Jenny look like you when we met?
Oh, I'm giving her birth control.
Birth control? You think dressing her up like that will stop men having sex with her? That's just going to make sure they never tell anyone about it. Only true birth control is garlic. Everybody knows that.
No, that's how Nextdoor ended up with those half-French grandkids.
Oh, that's what's wrong with them. I thought they had a speech impediment.
They do have a speech impediment, Alan.
Oh, well, whoops. Well, what are we going to do about Jenny?
You could give me real birth control.
Be quiet, Jenny. Adults are thinking.
We could just tie her up till she's 20.
No, my sister has never been the same since Dad locked her in the shed on her sweet 16.
He did catch her getting fingered by that kid Kieran in your grade. That kid used to snort chalk and pretend he was Tony Montana.
He just overreacted. He was already in a bad mood because he'd caught me earlier fingering Kieran.
What the hell are you two talking about?
We are trying to parent you. Now, be quiet. Let's just get her a chastity belt.
No, better yet, did you see that movie Teeth?
But how do we get the teeth in her, you know?
Well, I presume you get a professional to install them.
You're right, it's probably required for the warranty anyway.
I am not having my vagina turned into a bear trap. I want to have sex. I came to you for contraception, not help reinforcing my crotch's defenses.
Well, what do you want to get?
Well, I hear good things about the Nuva ring.
What's that? Some sort of fake wedding ring that simulates the lack of sexual interest felt in marriage?
No, it goes inside you.
Why not just throw a net in there?
What? That wouldn't work for a start.
No, okay, we can't let her do this, Alan. You know what we have to do.
Has it really come to this?
We always said we would if we had to.
Fine. Jenny? We are going to have to send you to live with your grandma in Miami.
Really?
It's for the best, Jenny. It's very quiet there. Mainly nearly dead people.
Well, yeah, most of the year. Though springtime is pretty fun there, I hear.
No boy's ever going to find you there. No one has ever gone crazy in Miami. It's perfect.
Poor Jenny. Try the diaphragm. I've never gotten pregnant since I started using it. Next up is some doggy troubles. That wasn't a dogging joke, just to clarify.
Oh, Ah, hello. Hope you weren't waiting too long. Doug, is it?
Yes, hi, Doc.
Ah, and this must be Fido. Hello there, big fella. Aren't you a beauty?
He really is, but there is a problem. He stopped barking.
Barking?
Yes.
He did it before?
All the time.
That's surprising.
I know, but for him to suddenly stop like that...
No, I mean for him to bark at all, seeing as he's a goat.
What?
Fido is a goat.
Oh, he's a German shepherd.
You don't see many German shepherds with a beard.
What beard?
Right there. Plus, look at the mess he's made of my spare lab coat while you were waiting for me. You ever seen a German shepherd try and eat a lab coat?
Oh, that wasn't Fido. That was me. Sorry, I skipped breakfast this morning.
You should have said. I had some scrubs in the back I'm done with. Now, do you understand there is nothing I can do for your feta-producing friend?
I would really love a second opinion, Doc.
Fine. Pat, can you come and have a look at something for me?
Yeah, what is it?
Doug here needs convincing of the species of his beloved pet.
It's either an alpine or a Kiko goat, I'd hazard a guess. Possibly a Spanish, but the horns are wrong.
See, Doug?
Well, I guess there's nothing you can do for Fido.
Yeah, you might want to make Fido an outdoor pet. Your house must smell pretty terrible.
Okay, thanks, Doc.
No problem. You have a wonderful day. And bye for now, Fido.
See you.
Bye.
Why do they always fall for that? How stupid do you have to be?
You really are a bastard.
Oh, shut up. I buy you lunch every time we do that.
Poor Doug. It's the lab coat. I will believe anyone in a white coat and a clipboard. It's how I got my plastic surgery. What did I really need breast implants for? Next up is some more medical maladies.
Come in.
Hi, Dr. Harrison.
Take a seat.
Okay.
Where are you going with my chair?
You said to take it.
Sit down, I meant.
Oh, right, sorry. Why didn't you just say that? Sorry, I'm not a mind reader.
So, what can I do for you, Jake? You're between 18 and 30, so it's either fluoxetine, Xanax, Adderall, Ritalin, or perhaps it's penicillin. Itchy, are we?
No, nothing like that.
Well, then what seems to be the problem?
Well, for a while now, I've had this lump in my throat.
Oh dear. Oh, that's not good. It could be a thyroid issue. Oh, maybe throat cancer. Hate to say it, but you might be screwed. When did it start?
When I was watching The Notebook. All of a sudden I started... I don't know how to explain it. I guess I just started feeling things. What the hell is this about?
Oh, yes. I've seen this sort of thing before.
You have? So there's a cure?
Only one. You have to watch Spike TV for 24 hours straight, by the end of which you will no longer feel anything. Women will become mere objects to add to your material wealth.
Oh, great. Oh, will it cure this leaking from my face?
Oh, no, that's snot, Jake. Just use a tissue.
Oh, right.
I hate getting a lump in my throat from a movie. The movie that gets me every time is Rush Hour 3. It's just so sad watching Chris Rock's career die. Next up tonight is a play about a 21st century family.
Where is that son of ours?
I told him to come in and wash for dinner 20 minutes ago. He's out playing with that girl next door.
Why would he want to do that when he has that senior who's on his school's football team living right on the other side of us, always out washing his Mustang in those little shorts? Is he mad?
I know. That girl is nothing but trouble. The other day I was out mowing the lawn and she bent over to pick up the mail and I definitely saw something wink at me.
And she must be special needs because she's apparently incapable of choosing a shirt that covers her boobs.
What is the point of those things? I've never missed them.
Your first boyfriend had them.
True, but he was a practice guy for me. Allow me to fine-tune me skills.
Still, he could have used the bra.
You're one to talk. I don't remember you having quite so many chins when we first met.
Well, if you weren't so short, I wouldn't need to be looking down at you causing a chin pile-up.
A chin pile-up? That sounds like a racist description of a car crash.
Well, at least I can cover mine with a nicely groomed beard. You can't grow some stilts.
I'm 5'10", you asshole.
Hey, Dads.
Nikki, how was school?
It was okay, but there's something I need to tell you both.
Really? What is it, son?
Perhaps you should both take a seat.
Okay.
Dads, I'm straight.
What?
No!
Yes!
How long have you known?
Since I was 5 or 6, I started noticing girls.
Oh, this is because you let him watch those Fast and the Furious movies.
What? No, they are full of gay subtext. It's because you let him play football.
I thought you'd enjoy all the ass slapping. I did as a boy.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it isn't what you wanted.
We should have put him in a ballet school, like I said.
Oh, come on, Lenny. That's a cliche.
Don't go there, Hugh.
I know this is hard for you both, but this is who I am.
I wouldn't mind as much if we had had 2 kids. Then we could have had a spare in case this happened.
Well, are you sure this isn't just a phase, Nick?
No, I've had multiple partners and I'm happy.
Have you even tried the alternative?
Imagine being with someone who has intimate knowledge of the mechanics of your own equipment.
They would have such skills.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy letting my girlfriend practice on my equipment. She'll be an expert soon.
Well, what can we say? If this is really what you want...
It is.
Well, then I guess we will accept you for who you are.
If we have to.
Does this mean you won't be joining us for cocktail night anymore?
Oh, no. Those things are delicious.
Oh, good.
See you guys later. I'm off to meet Jenny. She just went to go get birth control from her parents.
Hugh?
Yeah?
Remember in the orphanage, the day we adopted him? He was sitting there playing with his Hot Wheels.
Yeah, clear as day.
And I told you we should have gotten the one who was sitting on the sewing machine.
I know. Don't remind me again.
Modern life is so complicated. Life was much simpler when everyone pretended they were straight. Next up tonight is the exciting conclusion of Canada's Ultimate Leader.
Good evening, I'm Billy Bludgeoned, and this is Canada's Ultimate Leader. The cage-fighting sensation with the cream of Canadian politics battle it out for glory, or at least the chance to punch a Tory. Tonight is the final of this year's competition, and tonight's contestants are Thomas, the People's Champ, Mulcair, versus Rob Rehab Ford. Joining me in the commentary booth is the former cage-fighting world champion and president of the United States, Bill the Saint Clinton.
Thank you, Billy. But I only fought and won the competition just once, so I could prove that I could beat Al Gore at one more thing. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Clearly, but you had one memorable championship as world champion.
I did. It was the year George Bush Sr. was accused of taking a dive. Of course, that was later dismissed correctly as a bout of narcolepsy after he crashed his Buick into Gerald Ford's wife. Fortunately, she's a sturdy woman.
His controversy aside, the way you beat Sugar Abe Lincoln in the semis was magic in many people's eyes.
Well, that was a bit of a fluke, really. It was when weapons were still allowed, and as everybody knows, Lincoln is allergic to being shot in the head.
I still can't believe he stood there while you loaded a musket. What did he think was going to happen?
I said it was for a friend, and Old Honest Abe, isn't as suspicious as he should be.
Too right. And how do you rate our competitors' chances for tonight, Bill?
Well, Bill, I think Mulcair has the skill set to dominate Rob Ford. His all-Canadian college wrestling credentials make him perfect to grind out the win against the bigger Ford.
Bigger? He has about 80 pounds on Mulcair.
Maybe so, but Mulcair's got that solid base that will allow him to control the bigger fighter.
I'm pretty sure Ford is just going to sit on him.
He has been known to do that, but usually he's inebriated first.
Mulcair is making his way to the cage. For the final, he is dressed in a special NDP orange spandex suit, which gives him the appearance of a bearded pumpkin. He has with him the urn carrying the ashes of Jack Layton, his former strength and conditioning mentor.
Ah, yes, Jack Layton, the man everybody wanted to vote for as soon as he was dead.
Next coming in is Rob Ford. He is wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey with what appears to be a large blood stain. No, I'm getting word from the booth. It's just ketchup.
His warm-up includes a substantial amount of hot dogs, nearly as many as Meatloaf's pre-gig warm-up, but with less gravy. Nobody likes gravy like Meatloaf.
The competitors are in the cage. The ref, Barbara Bush, is in position.
I love her latest tattoo.
Oh, I know. That topless biker really accentuates her bicep.
Though I can tell you for a fact, her boobs are nicer than that biker's.
Really?
I have some Polaroids in my trailer. I can show you later.
Awesome. Oh, the fight has begun. Mulcair moves to the center of the cage. Ford scratches his ass. And again,
And again, must be really itchy. Mulcair throws a body punch. Ford vomits a little, but otherwise seems unperturbed. Mulcair throws a hard elbow to Ford's chin. Ooh, Mulcair's elbow shatters. He's now fighting with one arm. Ford senses blood, and he moves forward, arms outstretched like a Canadian zombie. Mulcair sidesteps him and sweeps the legs. Ford topples forward, eating the mat. Mulcair mounts his back and sinks in the body triangle. How can he possibly choke Ford with one arm? He's wrapping the broken arm around Ford's neck and reefing on it. What complete disregard for one's own pain. He wants that belt. Ford is beginning to turn purple. Is this it? Wait! Ford rolls over to his back, crushing Mulcair between his sweaty back and the canvas. Mulcair taps in agony. Ford wins.
Holy shit. Can you believe it? This is a bigger shock than Hillary remembering I still exist last year.
Well, she is far more important than you now.
Yeah, it's great. Now it's my turn to do nothing while she freaks out about the Middle East. Good luck with that one, hon.
And is she watching today, Bill?
No, but she makes me wear this microphone ever since that intern gave me the presidential seal.
Well, she probably gets a member's discount at the NSA, right?
Oh yeah, between her current job and my years as president, we haven't paid for anything since 1994.
Back to the action, and Mulcair has been peeled off the canvas. The official decision will now be announced. Ford's arm is raised, the belt is placed around his waist. I don't think he has a clue what's going on.
Nah, I've been that high. He is just soaking it in.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. We have a new champion for this year, Rob Rehab Ford. Join us next time for Canada's Ultimate Leader.
Thank you, Billy and Bill. That piece was brought to you by Ed's Weightlifting Supplements. They will help you leave a huge, prematurely dead corpse. That was our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, featuring the voice talents of Mariana Mate, Connor Nishelput, Sierra Wiley, Victoria Bass, and Simon Welton. Music and sound effects by Max Cheers.
All right, well, there you go, guys. That was it. That was another episode of White Noise. I hope you enjoyed that. If you would like to hear a bit more White Noise, you've still have a bit of a taste for it, then check out the best of at whitenoise.podbean.com. But otherwise, on with the show. And we're going to play some music now because, as I said before, unfortunately, we don't have a special guest this week. But I am here. So if you do have any questions about the show or anything we're doing, any of the politics we talk about in it, tweet us at whitenoiseubc or email us at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. But otherwise, we're going to play a track. The first track we're going to play tonight is by the band Mini Mansions, which is like a spin-off of the Queens of Stone Age. I think it's two of them from that in it, and another lad. And this is their second album. It's one of the first tracks off it, and I think it's brilliant, so I hope you enjoy it too.
I've known not above, forgotten, oh.
That was the Mini Mansions, Death is a Girl, off their second album, The Great Pretenders. Definitely check the rest of that out, because it's all as good as that. So definitely go enjoy that one. I've just got a correction to make, because I think I read out the site, our best of site's name wrong, which is makes me bloody useless. It should be, and it is, whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. I feel like I said that wrong before, so it's whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. All right, if you want to check that out, our best of stuff. But we're going to carry on with some music. Next coming up is, amazingly, a 5 years old now, this album is. It is by Crystal Castles, off their first album, and this track's called Baptism.
sure reality has to be seen in a new way, but that is not so much the interesting part of it. The interesting side of it is, where is truth in all this?
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. The 14th annual Doxa features 89 films, 6 world premieres, and 23 Canadian premieres. Whether it's the infamous musical Provocateurs, The Residents, or master pranksters The Yes Men, Doxa is packed to the brim with radicals, iconoclasts, weirdos, mavericks, and James Franco. For more information, go online to www.doxafestival.ca.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to citr.ca.
Next to see, I know you won't wait for me. Don't play fair or gracefully. But please, I still want my taste. And next to see, I know you won't stay with me. You don't fight fair or gracefully. But yes, I still have my taste. It's for forgetting what haunts me when I'm enraptured. And after I fall faster, don't hold back, I know that. An ecstasy coming down, I curse your name. I've tried all of my tries to change, but please, I still have my taste for forgetting what haunts me when I'm enraptured. And after I fall faster, your touch was enough for today. Your touch was enough for today. Your touch was enough for today. But tomorrow's coming after me, after me, after me. Ecstasy come over me. Give me grace, I need it, please. I don't hold back, I know that. Next to see, coming down, I curse your name. Tried all of my tries to change, but please, I still have my taste. It's for forgetting what haunts me when I'm in rapture. And after I fall faster, your touch was enough for today. But tomorrow's coming after me, after me, after me. Who will she be?
All right, that was Graftician with Ecstasy. It's a really cool, I think she's local, really cool little act there. You should definitely check more of her out. If you're into sort of folk mellow stuff, definitely in your vein. Coming up next is another local band. They're called Weed, and the track we're going to play is Stay in the Summer. But first, here's a little bit about the Main Street Vinyl Fair, which is coming up on Sunday. And I highly, highly recommend going there if you are into vinyl, because you will find a deal on something you love. Trust me.
Sunday, May 10th, the Main Street Vinyl Fair. Over 50,000 records! With vinyl spinning DJs, the night of the turntable. One table per vendor means only the best stuff at the best prices. Discover rare records and stock up on bargain classics. In support of CITR 101.9 FM, Safe Amp, and Girls Rock Amp Vancouver. Sunday, 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 May 10th at the Heritage Hall.
Thank you. to the Vampire's Ball, Eclectic Audio Alchemy, the soundtrack for your transmutation. Rock, electro, weird stuff, dark stuff, and whatever's banging around in the mind of Mappy this week. Wednesday nights, 1 to 4 a.m., here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or listen live at CITR.ca.
That was Big Dick with God's Teeth. They're another Canadian, fairly new to that album. You should definitely check that out if you enjoyed that, because it's another cracker. Coming up next is Twin River with Ben to Break. We got a couple more awesome tracks coming up, so definitely just hang about. We're going to play some more awesome music. Again, if you have any questions for us or anything like that, up at the White Noise After Show, definitely send them in, whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. or at White Noise UBC. And if you want to check out our best of from our show, it's whitenoisecomedy.podbean.com. But otherwise, let's just keep playing some awesome tracks. Thinking back to the time I got away, thinking back to the days gone by. If I saw you now, I wonder what you think. Would you call me back to say goodbye? Goodbye. All right, that was White Long with Psychoholic. Yes, that was a bit of a change of pace from the one before, but, you know, we're just doing whatever the bloody hell we feel like right now, because this wasn't the show we planned, but that's all right. We're going to play some more awesome music. Next up is going to be a bit of White Horse, which is a band out of Quebec. They're a pretty awesome little chill sound, so check this one out.
Ceci, je l'ai fait juste pour toi. Je ne sais pas ce que c'est, peut-être que tu le sais. J'y ai mis tout ce que j'avais à donner. Tous mes mystères, mes défauts, mes certitudes et mes doutes. La vitre souillée. We'll be right back.
was Electric Youth with Without You. Before that was White Horse with Le Cadeau. Coming up next is a British band, which is a huge favourite of mine. Saw them, they were here twice last year, and I believe they are coming again this year, so definitely check them out if they're around. They're called Metronomy, and this is off their third album, I believe, or fourth album. The latest album anyway. This is Love Letters, off Love Letters.
And I could have never swam.